Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to remind you that there is no photography tonight, please. No flash photography of any kind. Although Richie Havens has said he'd like to take some after the gig. Well, he's outside with you, he'll be happy to do so. No flash photography tonight. We plug Mini Driver tomorrow night and Nancy Sinatra on December the 8th. Ladies and gentlemen, our artist tonight is celebrating the release of his 26th album, which in and of itself is a wonderful achievement. Would you please welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
I found out a long time ago that new strings sound as bad as old strings. Yeah. Somewhere in the middle when they get good. It's the prime. That's what they call it. Like beef. Good beef, fine beef. Human beings. In the prime of life. In the beginning, you know, when we're young, they don't listen to us. When we're old, they don't listen to us. Somewhere in the middle, we know everything. You know, so we've been having a good time, like I said. In Greenwich Village days, we used to sort of sit around in the coffee houses waiting to go on. And what we would do is we'd end up talking about a lot of stuff, but we'd also trade songs with each other. We would hear songs that meant something, that did something to us. And we'd go up to the guy and say, "Hey man, just write that down for me. I'd like to do that song." They'd go, "No problem." And we'd get it. This particular song I got from a demo of the person who actually wrote it. And I learned it, sang it for a long time. And then I had a friend of mine come to me and say, "Hey Richie, man, I want you to write that song down. No problem," I said. You know, it took a week, but he got it. And he recorded it. He killed it. He did such a great job. I stopped singing it completely. The definitive version had arrived. It was the best I heard. Anyway, in the last few years, the youngest people are asking for the oldest songs. Blowing my mind. You know, where did you hear that record? They go, "I got my grandma's records."
we gotta hear? Tell the joker to me. There's so much confusion, I can't get no relief. Business will drink my wine, rubbing the fire. Look the long line, nobody in this world.
I'm really getting into this technology thing. It's very interesting. I now get my requests by email. They say, we're going to be there. And you are going to sing that song. I must say, yes, I will. Beginning of time, men have always thought of women as two kinds of women.
The good woman and the bad woman.
Both one and the same. Oops.
Oops.
We know that.
We know that.
We know that. On the other hand, women have often sought the good guys out of the bad guys, only to find in the end
one the same.
Seems you can't have one without the other on this planet. That's the way it is. 2004. I think we'd know that by now, but
we don't.
We don't. I've been trying to figure out all my life why it is I've never seen man and woman get along for life. The whole darn thing. Minutes, days, seconds, hours, weeks, months, years, decades. Real life. Thought about it for a long time. Came up with my own answer to that question, which turned out to be, it is because we have two completely different species, that's why. And we don't know that yet either. But
we will.
I know it's possible, because I've seen man and dog get along for life. Woman and cat, I've seen it. Never seen man and woman do that. These two songs are about two fictitious types of women which men have often thought to exist since the beginning of time. Fictitious.
Oh,
This next song was written by a gentleman who I believe was the first person to inspire me to even try to pick up a guitar and play something way back in the late 50s. Well, he was an interesting person. I have to say that. Actually, he was a weird guy. In those days, we had vernacular. We used to say, "He's deep." That meant we didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Not anything. That's where we were back then. You know, that's in the early days, late 50s. How many of us were in the 50s? The number is dwindling. Going down. For all you young guys out there who didn't make the 50s, I have to tell you a secret. Now, I know that you heard. I know. However, this is information you should know. I know it's a secret because I know there were a lot of people there who wouldn't tell you this. It's the truth.
'60s came along, my entire generation, on the same day. Hip. Same day. Hip. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable. God knows. Happened January 2nd, 1960. Hip. Every single one of us. It was magic. 70s came, 80s, 90s, 2004. This is the secret. 2004, all the way through. We tried to figure out what the hell it meant. We really tried. But in the end, this is the secret. We're right back to the 50s. So, you didn't miss a darn thing. Nothing. Don't kick yourself, don't kick your friend, you miss nada. It's all still here. It's called record stores and library. Yeah. You'll find it, anything you want to know, to get ready, because it's your turn now. We're here to help. My generation is a very special generation. Happens to be the best looking generation the world has ever produced at our age. The best. It's true. Now it's DNA, so you guys are never gonna grow up. I know. Way back in the late 50s, show you where our heads were at. He was sitting on Muscle Beach, California, a place where you go to make pictures. Everything you needed was cemented in the sand. Parallel bars, chinning bars, a lot of humongous guys out there pumping iron in the sun. Sweat. Sand. Massive. My friend was sitting under the parallel bars, late 50s, you know, flat line, right? Playing his guitar like this. Incredibly huge guy walks over to the parallel bars and he looks down at my friend and he says, late 50s, he says, man, you have been playing that note for 2 hours. Don't you know any chance? All 5 feet of my friend looks up at this massive guy. And he says, late 50s.
didn't know what the police called me.
However, some years later, you wrote this song for trying to tell us something.
Oh, what you gonna do about me?
fiction. Remember that. No taxation. No representation. Remember that. No taxation. No representation. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that. For instance, let me ask you this question, if these numbers make sense to you. Our government spends trillions and trillions of dollars to go into outer space, where we already are. This planet is as out there as any other planet. Trillions and trillions. $92. Think about that. A private guy could do it for $92. And we get taken for trillions. Gotta think about that. These are the kinds of things that go right by us. They got us all. And I can prove it too. I can prove they got us all. Inside, I did what I normally do. I ran inside, I turned on the TV, and I went into the next room. TV was always background for me back then. I sat down and I was very angry because I didn't do it. I didn't. I learned another thing. Whenever you're very angry, everything that ever made you angry before comes back, plays itself on the thread, and goes through like a movie. Well, it got to the part where I realized that the Board of Ed of New York City owed me $1,200 in comic books they threw away that were mine. Dimes. Really got angry because I realized
faster than, I thought they didn't get it. Go ahead. More powerful than, come on, you guys know it, don't hide. Able to leap tall buildings in. I rest my case. When it got to the part where it said, and he who fights the never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way, that's when I lost my mind. I always thought truth and justice was the American way. They got us all. Truth, justice, a little American way on the side. Please. This is really true. It's really true. Things like that. Well, you know, in the old days they had something they called slavery. Today it's called a job. All of us. Now, all of us. Not us all. We don't even get paid good either on the job. We figure it's worse than it was. Nobody's feeding us. Someone there to keep us all from knowing.
from up from under. sunshine. No, we can be happy if they get out of the way. Got to get them out of the way this time. Are we dreaming? We're down deep. While they're screaming, even as we speak, as we speak, as we speak, as we speak, as we dreaming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some songs you wish you didn't have to sing anymore. Not because you don't like them, but because of what they speak about. You think that behavior would have been all planned 200 years ago. Fire. If I could tell a story, what secrets I would tell. Children smiling, with nothing up their sleeves. I remember every detail, I remember every flaw. Thank you.
Mr. Walter Parks on guitar. It's Stephanie Winter. Thank you. You're all so proud. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We should give that ending. My pick disintegrated in my hand. It'll make a noise.
It's medium. Not.
Your fingernails, Richie.
Oh, God. I wouldn't have any fingers left. It's amazing that I could still find these taco chips, I call them. They're big picks like this, or else I couldn't play at all. I'll tell you the honest truth. Hey, that's what it takes. Cut the left foot off, the right hand doesn't work. It's all tied together. And here we are.
It's all good, Rich.
Hey, it is. We all know that for years. It is. I dare say we're in for a real good run. I dare say. When we shake out the shakeout, we'll see how many great people we have amongst us. It's true, most of them. next song is dedicated to a special group amongst us. Now I know that most of us, I take that back, some of us believe or believed, interchangeably, believe or believe that the aliens were going to come from outer space. Wrong. They came from inner space. They are called.
Just take it out and sprinkle it.
And that's what we'd like to share this time around. This time around, it's all of us or none of us. Stephanie Winfrey, Walt Kabar.
Around.
the dreams of the proud. On the wings of the night, as the daytime is stirring, speechless unite in a silent accord. Oh, using words we will find the strength. Oh, mesmerized as they light the flame. Change on the wings of the night. No more turning from the weak and the weary, no more turning away from the coldness they feel. Just one world which we all must share. It's not enough just to stand and stare. Is it only a dream that there'll be?
Thanks, man, for everything.
No problem.
Appreciate it.